We want to do something in India.
Yeah.
So people can arrange someone purchasing car and giving money to the loan.
Yeah.
One car here in Delhi side, one in Calcutta side, one in.
Okay.
For my boy. And he is a good driver. Huh? I do not know.
In the way. I
don't know about it
in India,
this thing
all together.
He answered that I was a good
driver. I'm good for nothing.
Hmm? And the driver will get that is all. So, I want to preach a little in the village. But for that purpose, a big bus like that, we shall go where we are. A tent. And we camp in a place where there is water and begin our preaching. As many books we are getting in this way, let me try in India. In the village, not in the city.
Right. For us there's no problem, Prabhupada.
Mm.
It may be difficult for any divine grace.
Now why didn't you do that? But I want to do something for India, in the village. So that, we are getting lands, making one center, can go here and there, not continually. Suppose here is the center, we go sometimes this side, sometimes this side, sometimes come back here.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Find one good camping.
Yes. Oh. Go early in the morning and do something. If it is favorable, one, just like in Bengal, that way. My goodness, sir. You have had it?
Yes, sir.
Very good, sir.
Villages give the best of service.
Oh, yes.
They're so faithful to culture. Unless we get this family scheme set up within the next...
When did it come in?
We're getting the fans, but we haven't got the management. So.
Management that is in your hands. You have to. We'll give you management. You have to manage local man. Bonmana was failure that he could not get the local man. But I did not try to bring men from India and preach in England. Mm-hmm. How is this possible? The British Empire was established for management. They did not bring men from England. Few managers, that's all. That is called management. One man can control hundreds and thousands, and that is management. these Britishers came here, they introduced the Jamindari system.
The what?
Jamindari system.
Jamindari.
Landlord.
Yeah.
So, any Thakura's man, he was given some land, naturally, he was very much pleased. They created that aristocracy. So, he selected some land that you gave me, foreigners for visa, and whatever you can collect, that is yours. That is the whole system in India, Jamindari system. So, collector, the local collector, he appointed somebody. They used to give on lease, that you give government foreigners for bigger, and whatever you can collect, that is your business. So that created an aristocratic society, and they all supported Britishers because they were obliged.
Yes.
Similarly, in business also, they appointed brokers that I am bringing cloth for Manchester. If you can sell, it gets so much closer. So without any investment,
they were in business.
They broke up their business. So the businessmen, the jamindars, and gradually they started their factories, railways, in business. They are big politicians. So it is their management. And they fail when things are mismanaged. First of all, they created frenzy. And later on, when they are in power, they created enmity. Then it is fair. Customer frenzy, and that saddened them. And then they began to create enmity. Hindus against Muslims. And they wanted to stay. But they forgot this idea that if they wanted to stay for the benefit of the people, nobody could tell them. But that the policy was for the benefit of the Hindus. Never the pain. Lord Karjan, he suggested that if you want to stay in India, through India for the benefit of Indians, you can keep control over India. They are fond of kings. So one member of the royal family can become king here. Gave on respect and honor to Indian people, but ruled for their benefit. Then the British Empire will stay. Very good advice, but his advice was not taken. If seen Lord Karjan's statue near the in front of the Victoria Memorial Hall. He was very a good governor general. Many gentlemen came. They ruled very consensually. And the last one, that rascal James Ford, he created heaven.
Mm-hmm.
I saw in London, near London, there is a village, James Ford.
Yeah.
And his Lord said, we thought James Ford, the big state. We are under impression James Ford is 4 times bigger than Ganges and in the Channel.
Oh, yeah, I saw you.
Nothing was a canon.
They advertise this river, very big river. Underneath the water, when I'm going and upper, you know, wonderful. Big Ben, the Big Ben advertisement, all of it. All photographs. Actually, Downing Street, tell Downing Street, Prime Minister's office and so on. And actually, no important. Parliament, big advertisement. People still going, they're paying fees to see. Now that is their income.
Yeah, tourism is a big source of income here.
It's all this crowding, people are there to see the Westminster Abbey and Parliament.
How good industry runs that propaganda.
Yes.
When you get there, there's nothing to see.
Parliament, they have got old records bound up as well. Yes, what will it do now? Speech of such and such person, speech of such and such. Where this water is.
And then they're washing the garbage. Are you thinking of any particular time when you wanted to do this village program?
I have no experience.
And the vision is just traveling around. You can do it from here, and you can start trying from his eyes.
I think from Paris.
Maybe that's two objects.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you could do it from Bengal, from Michael.
Mm-hmm.
Do the villages there.
Yeah.
Here the weather is really getting cold.
Yeah.
And in Hyderabad, the people don't speak Hindi. Intelligent.
Bengal seems like the best place right now, at least the weather's very nice. And Gagan and his men have a lot of experience here. Better than you, Judge Atlantis. And know all the roads. Some good programs.
That person is terrible.
Exactly. Beautiful. They're taking mind control.
Yeah, mind control.
Ordinarily they cannot charge anything.
Yeah.
Mind control, brainwash. A subtle thing. It's like I'm sick. How is it? I'm feeling some pain.
Oh,
we can say it is right. To say that I've seen some pain in this bread, Yeah, who is going to see it?
Yeah. Who can prove it?
Yes. You have to believe it, yes.
I noticed in several of the articles, though, they mentioned that the district attorney is now going to expand his investigation to see where the money goes. This is what they're really interested in. And when they see, what will happen is when they see that some of the devotees collecting $300-$400 on the street, then they will print this in the newspaper, and in this way.
But they earn money by selling books.
I know, but people don't understand this. They simply see that there are astronomical sums of money being collected. Mm-hmm. So what is being done with this money? By people who are just chanting Hare Krishna. What did they do with it? Or they have bought this big building in New York. They're doing spending money like this, like that. Ultimately, this is what it always comes to, money. They want to see what is happening with the money.
The same as the other, they're getting money.
Yeah. Because wherever there is money transaction, the government wants to take some. They feel, well, we should have some of this money for ourselves also. But this may be a problem in this case. This thing about brainwashing is not at all important. The important thing is that they look into our financial...
That is our ability to trust.
Activity.
And by the sales proceeds, the 50% of everything over 50% of it back.
Yeah.
Then you need it. But it's clearly written there.
Yeah.
So how will they check it?
I don't think that in the end they will not be able to do anything, but for some time they can give us some trouble, harass us.
So you have got already experience, but it is good enough, is it?
Well, we have to make a presentation of our movement properly. Just like Kamal suggested in the letter, prominent persons, they have to speak on our behalf. And of course the books must be in order.
Okay. That all the Indians in Europe and America, the society that we put a lot of the movement is gaining the years. Similarly, here also all the Krishna concept, Pandas, the Spirit, Vrindavan, all the Gosvamis, this would be approached. So this is generally Indian culture.
Yes.
Perhaps we could even get statements from some of the favorable Indian ministers in the government.
Mm.
Just like this Home Minister and Karen Pendergast in Calcutta. That would be very weighty.
Yes. To do like that. But this is genuine. It's not consciousness, but it's genuine. Culture and this. This should be certain from all prominent persons. And the copy of the standing order for all the universities.
Yeah.
In all forms. Original orders. That should be copied and printed. This is a as an oil all over the world. And besides that, we have recently got testimonials from University of Prestige, which lies on Goswami from Calcutta. Many others, they want this topic to be sent to me in this place. Justice of Allah High Court, he came here. the minister here and the governor of Punjab, he came to see me.
Andhra Pradesh government,
Andhra Pradesh chief minister,
Indian minister of endowments,
minister of endowments.
What was that he said?
Pelagologists are saying that this is any moment, because it is great cultural moment, therefore some of you have to want to create to your office when the darkness. So anyway, now they are feeling the action of the medicine. So big hand of Krishna is coming. Here is Krishna. Here is Krishna.
Yeah, every head of Krishna.
Here is Krishna. That I ready all the time.
Yes. Subject
that will help us to send it Krishna books. But it is not in Krishna. It is not in our disturbance, but it is we have to be bad. But I suggest collect.
Yes.
And from Vrindavan you can have signature of anyone.
Krishna.
All the Goswami.
Apple Krishna.
Apple Krishna, yes. Anyone who is happy, Krishna. Hare Krishna, all right, Krishna. Then in India, culture and religion. We have got our fidelity, qualified here.
Yes, it is.
So they say the process of chanting, they're not, it's not a common practice, and they think that it's a kind of inducement.
It is that brainwashed process.
It is.
Brainwashed, no, it is heartwashed. You can send it. It is not brainwashed, but it is heartwashed. Of course, men and heart practically say. Many people come. Anapur temple, Hyderabad temple. It is not only in Europe, America, India, in our temple, so many. It is genuine religion that you could send all this people. Now go down and do all this thing and send it. I can say it. There is some commotion all over here. Our child is not something. So there who go, I go here, they're not lost. They come back again.
Yes.
Hey, yeah. But it is one who can't say we are lost.
Very much.
There is no hope of their coming. And God woman is not attached so much to get him back. Then he became hopeless. He has great care of his father and mother. And practically the clothes that Patsy and everything really the guy who works has Patsy.
Collapse.
Collapse. I send them to go.
I remember he went home for some time.
Yes.
To try to get into that business.
Yes.
He was detected though. Because he wouldn't eat meat.
No. He tried his best, his father. Very hard to change his life.
This term brainwashed is it comes from the Korean War and the Vietnamese War. They would capture a prisoner, especially if it was an officer, high-ranking officer. They had some methods of what they said brainwash to turn his mind so that he would accept the enemy viewpoint. And if this happened to a person, it was considered to be very.
Big victory for the enemy.
Just like suppose a high-ranking officer in the army was captured by the enemy, and they would brainwash him. They had some
process. Because everywhere, the big men, they guys with this.
People are very much afraid of this idea of being brainwashed.
They think that their minds can be changed without them knowing about it.
Get because me is better to the man in love or bad.
Yeah.
They may be very angry as yet the man behind the house.
Yes, in Germany, this one man he wrote that this movement is very dangerous because these boys and girls who come to this movement, they make themselves completely subservient to the dictation of one man. Whatever the man will say, they will do.
Chalmistic aristocracy, Chalmistic guru, PSA, doctor,
charismatic.
Charisma
means a person who has a very strong attraction, he attracts.
He has it. Actually, our whole moment is going around this. Everyone is ready.
Because yeah, they know there's something different about our movement. I mean, from any others. Everybody you see the devotees for the first time, they immediately know these people are completely different from anyone else.
This would be the body of the group. This is really the principle of movement. This would be the problem. The body is the group.
Perfect.
To respect and love the spiritual master as God. Definitely is brainwashed.
This is the strength of our movement. Faith and Guru and Shastra.
And everyone is writing written like this. Because they see why this one man is so expressive to the expectation. The bird one. They may sometimes give me so.
Generally it happens like that. If someone becomes very prominent, they want to remove them. This is a tendency in the world.
Yeah. Because in demons, they think anyone who allows himself to become the servant to someone else, then they think he's got very weak character. And they accuse the person who's in charge of manipulating that person.
There's a bad guy, someone in bed now, that against this Alibaba.
Yeah.
Now I'm not really doing it very much. But they may think on me also like that.
It's because people cannot discriminate. They have no power to discriminate. They grew fast with all these other moments. People.
But that happened when the Dalai Lama Mahaprabhu was placed by the Nawab. Now, asking about the Dalai Lama, what is the position of this man? So many people are following him. So Sanatana Goswami was telling him, took it as a warning and asked the Dalai Lama to leave this place as soon as possible. So, the Dalai Lama was not that famous.
No.
But he just did that. But Sanatana was telling him, the prime minister,
he could understand.
He believed to the right thing. No one was so serious about it. Now then, he said, he was going to stay here. This is happening. We shall go now, okay? But in the meantime, I shall go with us. There was parts of India. All of them in France, especially getting all of us from all of them kingdom. So this was funny. Then he told the Nawab that he is a leader, right? He was king of all those things, especially the Nawab. He's a leader. Some people follow him, not many. So he said, don't try to mistake me, you know. He's not big enough, he's God. But there are thousands of people following him. They come out to see
him.
He's not a man. Don't say what I'm saying. Nobody follows the Veda. And after all, he was king, he had some bread. So, he wanted to bear one. And don't think of him. Then he said, Veda, some people, sentimental. Lord, he said, Lord, don't say that he's captain. Veda is never followed by someone's man.
The same thing happened to Jesus, because so many people would follow him.
Yeah.
The government became very,
Yes, it's crucified.
Mm.
It's becoming very popular.
Yeah.
So,
at least according to Bible, it appeared that the Jewish priests, they went to the governor, or the chief man at that time, and they demanded that he had to do something about this man.
Then proposed that the Houston politician, this is great man that he is, otherwise one day they capture our Lord, the Lord, the power. So many young fans drive this homeland. They are lost.
Which form the foundation of Indian culture and religion. They are all in Sanskrit.
is the body that takes back to the end of Swami Prabhupada, founder of the Hare Krishna movement, has transcribed these texts, has translated them, and has explained their essence in English, from Sanskrit into English. One is a nation's classical language, and the other a foreign language. A difficult task indeed. I have still
Brahma and family happiness. Alamsa. Brahma sa Kamalamsa. To Deja Satya. This man to Deja Satya. You purify your existence. And that Ankanya for happiness is just granulated tradition. This man Brahma sa Kamalamsa.
So, Dr. Alan Gerson says, I am here today as a citizen who dislikes injustice, as a person whose own people, because of their religious beliefs, have been persecuted repeatedly, and as a scientist who knows how ignorance can turn the normal rationality of people into blind hatred. He's a Jewish. As a citizen, I can see a great injustice perpetrated here. Several people, all of legal age, have chosen a lifestyle which, because it didn't inform from that lifestyle, has been viewed by their families as unacceptable. These families, with honest but misguided intentions, have had their children removed from the Hare Krishna temple and have attempted to reprogram them to the behavior and attitude of society at large. The reprogramming obviously did not work, and their children returned to the movements, thus angering and frustrating their parents. Not being able to understand the wishes of their children, or their behavior, or their motivation for returning, and needing to blame someone, they attempted through devious means to have two members of the Hare Krishna movement. They affected from devious means to have two members of the New York Hare Krishna Center to be arrested. Therein lies the inception of the injustice. To compound it, a judge in the grand jury agreed with their charges of unlawful imprisonment and brainwashing, a charge which is unheard of to my knowledge in civil legal proceedings, and ordered the demands to be jailed. I am a citizen, I am appalled by the overreaction, the lack of understanding, and the hate to find wrongdoing, not only on the part of the people making the changes, but by the court as well.
It's the same thing. Mm-hmm. This charge is unheard of in legal history, brainwashing, and what was it?
Brainwashing.
But there is never such a charge in the history of law. Someone has been brainwashed.
As a person whose own people have been persecuted for their own beliefs, I can sympathize with them.
Brainwashed.
That means anybody who does anything is being brainwashed.
That's even worse, it's brainwashing.
The form of this religion differs from our
own control.
Yes.
We get it. I'm controlling your life. You are controlling my life. This is sad. He's controlling his mind.
The form of this religion differs from our Western thought. Throughout history, the group tried to find God through beliefs other than those which were held by the majority. And if those beliefs were very different from the majority, such beliefs were almost always
as it meant that their arguments go strong.
Reasonable debaters. And their fears were that because they've accepted your divine grace as the absolute authority, that they will do anything that you say, and therefore these people are very dangerous. They don't care for anything. They're not interested in the normal standards and goals.
Charismatic. What is it?
Charismatic. They usually use this word to describe a person who attracts people, but no one can understand why.
Yes, but they cannot explain brain mass, mind control, charismatic, that's
true. So he says that he, because of the wrong ignorance, then they find fault. He goes on. From this misunderstanding came fear, then hatred, and from hatred grew injustices and often atrocities. And injustice has now been perpetrated through ignorance. Our atrocities far off. This may sound like an overstatement, but for those who say it can't happen here, it already has, such as to the American Indians and to our people, Japanese defense. The time to stop such action is at the beginning now. The way to stop it is to replace ignorance with knowledge and hatred with understanding. Sometimes people stand off at a distance and look at another person's beliefs and laugh at them or fear them. But if they get closer, they may come to understand how similar the observed beliefs may be to their own beliefs. As a scientist, a psychologist, I have tried to learn about that, to learn about and understand the Hare Krishna people. For nearly a year, I spent hours each week talking with, reading about, and testing members of the movement. I have been to their temples in this country and in Europe. I have eaten in their homes, and I have been to their children's schools. What I have found is a group of people trying to find God and live as close to the way that He would like them to live. There is no place in their life for immorality, for cruelty to other people or animals, for artificial stimulants or harmful chemicals such as alcohol, drugs or tobacco. At first glance, their approach to God may seem alien to us, with their different dress, the incense and the main statues and their unique ceremonies. But the closer look reveals similarities to our religious practices that are just as same. In Catholicism, we find holy water, chanting on the rosary, statues of saints and incense. And in Judaism, we find the blind of the self in his chair.
How do you mean that person to you? For example, the Gomutsudita. That I mean to say, there's a force in the devotees to drink cow juice. These are the charges. Then what? Mind control, forcing, cow's urine to drink. How clever they are to find out how Putri has fallen.
You see, they put these two boys in a mental institution.
What?
Yes. When they can't, this is what happens in these countries. When they can't find any legal point, they can put the person into a mental institution to be examined. For instance, if we find that a person is drinking cow urine, we may think he must be crazy, because we have never heard of such a thing. So in this way, they can commit them, they give
them, put them in for a mental institution where they observe.
When they, that observation, so-called observation, means that they give them all kinds of drugs which make them very drowsy, and then they influence them to try to become normal again, what they think is normal. Sometimes they give them electric shocks, which brings them
in the lunatic asylum.
Yeah, which leaves them in a very shocked condition, and then they, what they call reprogramming. That means they brainwash them back into another world, to another kind of one. Like that.
No, we don't do it. You got it, huh? Yeah, I see the color.
So it goes on. In Judaism, we find the blowing of the shelter, or ram's horn. And in the Orthodox synagogues, there is separation of men and women. Differences of dress are expressed amongst Orthodox Jews and amongst various Christian orders. Our own pilgrim ancestors differed in dress from the 14th century of their time. I have studied and tested the Hare Krishna people and have not found them to be weird or insane, only different from the mainstream. Like any other evangelical or proselytizing religion, their converts could only become converts if they choose to believe. For example, no one can drag a person to a Baptist church and brainwash him into taking drugs to his church. He has to want to accept willingly. No one is ever held against their will by the Hare Krishna movement. I have never seen it. Nor have my colleagues ever seen it. In examining various members of this religion, I have not found what will appear to be brainwashed or zombie-like. In fact, their mental health and normality is scarcely. If you can't accept Krishna, God, they will sympathize with you and hope that you will eventually find him, and will wish you well as you go on your way. They have been voted to regret the movement, and have said negative things about it, but the sour grape syndrome is not unusual for dropouts anyway. I wonder how many West Point dropouts vilify the army, or how many seminary dropouts leave and disdain their religion. After a rational person spent time with the Hare Krishna people and learns to understand them, he could never believe them to be guilty of the charges which has been made here in New York recently. And then this is Dr. Stilton Judith. He's a graduate from the University of Washington, majoring in Oriental Studies, graduate from the University of California, with a PhD in Sanskrit and Indian languages, and he received an honorary degree from Chapman College, Southern California. And he has various posts as professor of history of religion and etc.
He has written about that individual.
Yeah.
After 5 minutes, put in his name, judging, statistics, and he has put 9 pictures.
Dr. Stilton Judith says, the Hare Krishna movement, and more formally the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, ISKCON, is a Western representation of an important Hindu sect,
important Hindu sect. How they can fit, as a religion. Important, not only general, but important.
Whose worship of Lord Krishna, Vishnu, in one of his many forms, is one of the most important religions of India. The American devotees of ISKCON worship Krishna as the Supreme Being, the highest personality of Godhead, whose worship, according to the archaeological and epigraphic evidence, is pre-Christian in origin, but found in India's early sacred texts. The Rig Veda, Atharva Veda, etc. The detailed history of Krishna's incarnation is found in the religious texts of the Bhagavad Purana, and the philosophical basis of the Hare Krishna movement is found in India's most sacred book, the Bhagavad Gita. These sacred texts and others have been translated and commented upon by divine revelation back to the days of Swami Prabhupada and are being studied today in many major universities across the United States. The particular form of Vaishnavism of the Hare Krishna movement dates from Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, one of India's saints, born in 1486 AD in Nadia, India. His immediate followers organized his philosophy in a number of Sanskrit texts, and his religious practices such as chanting and dancing are most authentically represented in America by the Hare Krishna devotees according to this tradition. Lord Chaitanya worships as the last incarnation of Krishna, initiated a disciplined succession. In the mid-19th century, Bhaktivinoda Thakur appeared in his spiritual lineage. Soon afterwards, his son, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, became the spiritual master of India's Gaudiya Vaishnavas, and his most prominent student was Srila Prabhupada. It was at Bhaktisiddhanta's command that Srila Prabhupada later came to America to bring the teachings and practices of Chaitanya to the West. My belief in American devotees, which I have pursued since 1968, was published in my work, Hare Krishna and Karen Kutcher, published by John Wiley and Sons in 1974 in New York. The sociological data revealed through a detailed questionnaire and many hours of tape interview indicates that many of the devotees have been influenced by the hippie culture of the 1960s. However, after they joined the Hare Krishna movement, their life became completely changed from a life of drugs, illicit sex, and violence to one of dedication to a spiritual discipline and morality, and to helping others in their search for happiness. In this period of rapid social and cultural change,
this is acts of medicine.
So many drugs are so many violence.
Big drugs.
In this period of rapid social and cultural change, this Hare Krishna movement is giving many of our youths new meaning to their lives, without which many would have remained alienated, disenchanted, irresponsible citizens. This is a letter that was written by one of the devotees, Shravananda, by his mother. Shravananda is here in India. My son Daniel Shravan Anandadev entered the Hare Krishna movement almost 5 years ago. The only request that he made of me and my husband was that we read back the Hare Krishna philosophy and try to understand his new way of life. My husband and I have read everything we could find about the movements in the philosophy. We have visited the Hare Krishna centers in Philadelphia and New York frequently, always speaking to the devotees and having our questions answered. Evidently, these youths feel a revulsion towards the sense gratification of permissive values of our society. When I see how happy these devotees are,
the Ceylon is educated. I mean, there is city. I got all the bread.
He recently returned home after almost 3 years in India. My husband and I could see the awareness and maturity in him gained from his experiences in working with Indian people. He learned firsthand about a different culture, and it certainly has enriched his life. In our mind, we can compare our son's life to the life of a Catholic monk or a religious Jew in a Hasidic sect. Do I think that my son is very lost? I can best answer this by answering the question, is our very society not being brainwashed daily by the advertisement media, liquor, smoking, pornographic movies and literature? And which is worse? And what about the children who are being educated by the violence and killing on TV? I prefer that my son is devoting his life to the love of God and the service of humanity, a rare endeavor in this age. Since I know that my son has voluntarily chosen the Hare Krishna movement to exercise his right, and that he can lead it whenever he wishes, I cannot see how a certain brainwashing can be applicable to this movement. I sincerely believe from my contacts with many devotees that they are happy and have found fulfillment by loving and serving my Krishna God. This may not be my wish for my life, but my son is showing it for his, and I hope I will respect it.
That's
අපි නැති කොටම ආන්නුනේ
එදනම් එරි එදින පාවාවව රස්සෝ හදන
පොයින්ට්ස් සකලේ දුරුවෝ මුලින් සුත්වාද
Well, I'm going to go to the next one.
So, you do that good.